hit play on it. The microphone's just recording it, and then when I'm ready to be done with it.
Long intro.
That's how I play our intro. I don't even have it. I don't even have it put in to the actual thing. I just let the microphone record it. All right, here.
Are you here or there?
I'm supposed to know.
You sit wherever you want.
You guys
want
to be talking more than me.
This is it. This is our free, our royalty-free music. Never listened to this whole song. All right.
I like it.
That was it. We're going to leave that entire thing in there, too. That's so funny.
OMG.
Okay.
Are we going?
It's on.
We're on?
Mic is hot. Krissa.
I'm Sam.
And we're just going for it. I hope that you liked the secrecy of how we play our
intro music.
Excuse me, I got something to say about that music.
Wait a minute.
It's a new voice. Please go.
We need to come up with something different.
Okay. We decided.
Sounds like that belongs in our oopsie room.
We decided that we would just get live feedback this week from Aunt Tina.
Yes.
I'm a very honest person, and that's just not good.
Y'all better hold on to your seat.
Oh my
gosh. It's about to get crazy up in here.
What's wrong with our intro music?
It just does not suit.
No. The situation?
Exactly, no.
Okay.
Well, it's free.
Quick, tell us what, make the sound of the music that you think we should have. Go for it. Give us a beat. Drop a beat. Okay, we're just going to record that and play that every week.
That sounds good.
We're getting a call. Do we think he wants to?
Here, I'll let you talk to Briar.
Live calls on the show.
Yes, we.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
What are you doing?
I'm at In-N-Out right now in old Cali.
We must
inform you that you're being recorded. We're live on the radio.
We're live on our Just Going For It podcast, and you are our first caller. How can we help you today?
What are you just going for?
What am I going for? Right now I'm going for a couple of fries here at In-N-Out. I poured some salt on them. I like my fries a little extra salty.
Okay.
Went with a double plain. You know me, the one that doesn't really mess with lettuce, so.
Yeah.
Had to go with the simple meat and cheese, and just went with a root beer to drink with my paper straw, and yeah, we're just out here vibing in California.
Remind our listeners how you feel about lettuce.
Is it a PG podcast?
No, it's however far you need to go to talk about lettuce.
You know me. I fucking hate lettuce, and I'm right now I'm in public, and I'll let every motherfucker in here know that I fucking hate lettuce. So.
And we would just like to introduce Briar, which is Aunt Tina's son.
Woohoo!
He's calling in to check in with his mama.
Yeah.
And tell us how much he fucking hates lettuce.
You heard it here first, folks. Don't sponsor us, lettuce. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Briar, can you say goodbye to our listeners?
All right. What's the podcast name again? Tell me one more time.
Just Going For It.
Just Going For It, listeners. Hope you enjoyed my little cameo, and we'll catch you on the flip side. I'll be on soon.
Work. Thanks, Briar.
Thanks, Briar. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we're back.
Okay,
let's get serious, people.
Let's get on with it.
The whoopsie room.
Room.
It's the whoopsie room.
It's the oopsie
I
room.
I created the room.
Whoopsie or oopsie?
We'll decide on the written name.
Oopsie.
Oopsie. Okay, the oopsie room. Only thing that we have to address is that last week we talked about our Uncle Bob passing away, Aunt Tina's husband, and we said he passed away on a Saturday, which is not true because he was actually passing away. He passed away on June 23rd, which was a Monday.
Yeah.
So Monday evening.
Monday morning.
Yep. Like kind of in the middle of the night situation. So not great. It's crazy though. Yeah. That's already been
almost a month.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's real.
No. So that's not great, but the kind of fun part about it is that Aunt Tina's been staying with us, and yes. we're going to get into all that jazz here soon.
Yes.
Y'all are in for a treat.
Yes.
Just wait.
Because anybody that was wild enough to know and marry Uncle Bob has to be equally as wild and crazy, and Aunt Tina is.
I hope so, because that's how people know me in
school. That's right. That's right. Okay, Mom, you want to... You should know this really well.
I should.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Okay. So just to throw out a little information is if you'd like to donate to our podcast.
Right. Right.
We have that information up at buymeacoffee.com/justgoingforit.
Four as in the number four,
yes.
Mm-hmm. That's just a little website that you can send us money if you feel like we're doing a good job. Or don't.
Or
the choice is yours.
Sure. But it's an option we like to put up. Right. And
or just give us some money to shut us up.
Just Venmo me.
Okay. Yeah.
If you'd like us to stop talking, send us money.
Get it. We might really get a lot.
Right.
Our also information, our email info, if you have any Just Going For It stories that you have gone for, whether they worked out or did not, you can feel free to email that to us at justgoingforit@gmail.com. And that is just going without the G, the number four, it@gmail.com.
Nailed it. It took her a long time to learn that, you guys. We're so proud of her.
I'm sure that I still
know. She'll ask me next week.
I will ask her next week.
Okay, my question.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Like, just going for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be your intuition? Is it the way you're feeling? Or is it just saying, I'm just going to go for it. Screw it.
Yeah, it's been like...
Tell me, is it in your gut to do it? Or which way are we going?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like we've talked about it being more of a like, what is something that you know you want to go for and you talk yourself out of it or
you just
don't. So it's not the stomach or the intuition. It's just, screw it. We're going for it.
We're doing it.
We're going to do
it.
All right. All right.
Something that you have wanted to do for a long time and there's many reasons why you haven't. And then finally, you're just going for it.
Yeah.
You're just doing it. And
like our podcast, you know?
Like our podcast.
It might be five people that listen to it for the rest of our lives, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're having fun.
We're still doing it.
So...
And as we said already, we our special guest today, besides our little cameo from Briar, is our Aunt Tina. Well, your Aunt Tina. My sister-in-law,
woo-hoo!
Tina. We're going to gather her thoughts and see what she's got just going for.
Yeah.
And
she's going for a Bahama Mama in her cup. That's what she's going for. So we are in
gotta
for
have
a treat.
We don't have our wine today.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 10 somewhere. And you know I'm going to be drinking something.
Yes. We love it.
So.
Yeah. That's pretty much about it.
Yep.
We're kind of we're cruising through our podcast. Our Just Going For It this week as a podcast pair, duo, is going to be to help Mom figure out everything technological that has to deal with our podcast. And me. I got another microphone. That's exciting. We have to figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
People would be embarrassed if they knew how we were recording this, but it's working. So hopefully we'll set up some sort of Facebook page, maybe. So that people actually know about our podcast, because Mom keeps saying she's shocked that we don't have emails and, like, we haven't shared our podcast out, Mother.
Yeah, we really haven't shared it yet.
So that's what we just have to go for this week.
I think that's what we have to go for this.
Just put it out.
Yeah.
But we're going to put it on the internet?
I was really nervous.
I mean, we've shared it with our close friends and people. There's people that listen to it.
Sure.
But it has not gone fully public yet.
No.
So we gotta do that.
Yeah. So that's our just exciting for it.
Oh, we'll have to beep out stuff, I'm sure.
Beep, 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 beep.
I think
you should move up here so that you can just beep out anytime one of us cusses for us live on the air.
Listen.
Like if I said, hey, you would go, that's hilarious. Good stuff. Well, Aunt Tina, anything fun you want to talk about? Notes for us so far? How are we doing? How are you doing?
Okay, we got the music thing. It's got to go. Kay. We got to figure.
She hates our music.
Yes.
Hates our music. See,
please send in something. Send us another tone. Something in an email. Please, I'm begging you, because what they have is not good.
Love it. No. Love it. No. How are you doing, Aunt Tina?
I guess I'm doing pretty good, at considering the circumstances. You
correct.
Know?
Yeah.
Right now, correct. I guess I'm going to go for it. Gotta do day by day and see what, because my life has changed 180, so I'm going to have to see what.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
What I can do and what I can't do, and can I handle it down there by myself?
Yeah.
You know.
And Tina's from Tennessee, by the way. Yes. So.
Been down there for 20...
long time.
22 years,
probably, yeah.
Yeah, that was our vacation spot for many, many years.
It sure was. We need to hit that
not
up again.
Not that we've stopped that, but we haven't been down there.
Life gets in the way.
It's been a little while.
It's hard when you all grow up.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody is adulting and
real
living
jobs.
Life.
And
I haven't been by myself at all since the 23rd of June. So I don't know how I'm going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Being in that house. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it could be I might just sell it. Come up here. I don't know.
Yeah. Give yourself some time.
I got
don't
you.
Don't tease us.
Oh, Lord. I can
already. We would love it.
Aunt Tina, I need this. Can you cook my dinner tonight? Aunt Tina, I need this clean.
That's right. You'd never be alone again.
That's right. We'll put you to work.
There we go.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. The good news is that, like, luckily you'll get to go and you'll start back at work, which not that anybody wants to do that, but.
No, but
it'll keep you busy, and then you have really good support system at home.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Got a lot of good friends.
Absolutely.
Friends. They actually came to, they drove 8 hours to be at a 4-hour gathering, and then turned around and drove another 8 hours back home.
Yeah.
And that's some good friends. You know?
Absolutely.
That is some good friends. So, even just being able to have them down there is good to know and good to have. And
yeah. I think they're excited to take care of you, too, is what it sounded like. Like, they're excited to just be there for you as a person, and obviously that's not something anybody wants to go through, but...
But you have to. You don't have a choice. So,
at your own pace,
you know, feel the feels, deal with some feels, and always don't be afraid to talk to somebody, as in therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should ever be afraid of that.
No.
That should always be an option.
Yes.
Don't think that you have to do everything on your own or deal with it on your own. Therapy can be very helpful.
Oh, yes.
100%.
And I do. I do.
Yeah.
Want people to go talk. I emphasize that so much because it will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep it inside. Whatever you do, don't keep it inside because it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
And then someday it will explode. So
yeah, for sure. And you got a lot to deal with. So I think just day by day, and I think it'll get better every day and easier every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you might slide back into a little, you know, sadness or whatever, but
I don't know. I think I guess my excitement, and it's really not excitement, it's just I know now because I had to take care of him for many years.
Yeah,
because he was a very sick person, but
yeah,
I'm just saying I can, you know, take off on a Friday or take off on a Monday and say, hey, just I'm going to my brother's. I'm going to travel 8 hours to go up to my brother's and stay for the weekend.
Or go on a little vacation or go see Briar, wherever he is. Or,
Do a little
So that's something
now.
I'm kind of, because I've married 31 years, 32 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's
going to be a big change, but there's going to be definitely some things I think that you're going
to. I mean, there's a lot of positive to come out of it and things that you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, look forward to just being alone or not being able, you're perfectly
capable of doing this.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. You have us also as whatever
plenty of friends.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Let's pick a hobby quick. What are you going to learn how to do when you get back to Tennessee?
What am I going to learn how to do?
What are you going to do? What are you going to fill your time with? Have you ever tried crocheting?
I used to crochet. I got away from it, though.
Okay.
I did.
Get back in it.
Maybe yoga.
We love a good crochet.
Could you imagine me with yoga? I am so uncoordinated.
Dad did yoga a couple of times with me in the living room. Yeah. And it was
What is it? Doggy down or whatever the hell that thing is. Doggy whatever. Hell no.
Downward dog. That's what that is.
No.
Yeah, we didn't have to say anything else after that. That's hilarious.
No, ain't doing that. Let's see. What else can I do? I don't know. I guess it's just... Yeah. I enjoy going outside and working outside.
Absolutely. Yeah, you do love a good yard work.
You know,
situation.
And my girlfriend has a farm, so I'll be over there.
Yeah.
My other girlfriend's retired, and we can go out to lunches and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so,
that's so fun.
A lot of different things I can do that I haven't been able to do for many years.
Yeah, that's a lot of positive to look forward to.
That's what I'm trying to do versus dwell on the sadness, because that's not going to get me anywhere. So,
yeah. No, right.
You know,
just let other people take care of you.
My daughter, you know, is 15 minutes away.
Heck yeah.
So I can go over there anytime. My son, he's just a phone call away.
That's right.
And, you know, he'll answer that phone anytime I call.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they're awesome kids, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, cousins, very good. Obviously. We love them. We love your family.
We do.
They're so fun.
We love when y'all come in to visit.
Unless you're like talking crap about our podcast music or like.
Well, listen, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you the truth here. And that's the problem. People don't understand. I'm just truthful.
That's true.
I'm just.
Tell us some other things that you have that you have thoughts about that you feel like.
Let's see.
Give us something good.
Oh, yeah.
What are things that just make you mad?
Listen, that really aggravate me.
Yeah, give
Jimmy
it to
leaves
us.
The garage door open all the time. Nuts. Because you know what? You never know who's going to walk up that driveway.
That's
you never
true.
Know who's going to open that door.
Yeah.
Oh, you just assume. My brother will probably shit himself.
Yeah.
I hear me. Come on. Let's go. You know, grab the knife. Let's go. You know, but no, Jimmy, well, that's what you get. And your garage door open.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And he is such a garage door open kind of guy.
I can't.
And it's weird. It's weird because I live like at my house and I never have my garage door open, but it feels weird that I don't leave my garage door open. Mm-mm. Isn't that weird? Like, because we just, it's always shut. Austin's always, we just always have it shut.
Yeah.
But there is no reason to have it open. Like, for what is it open? There's no reason.
Because you can come in the back door.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the front door.
Yeah.
Well, then you should have thought about putting a little side door on the side of your garage there.
Yeah.
You should come to my house. I'm telling you, I got freaking locks from the top to the bottom.
She's locked in like
I am.
Knocks.
All my windows got the little safety things on them. You can't open my...
Which is so funny. Because you just...
And then that TikTok thing, I bought 3 of those. I gotta buy 2 more yet. But you put them, you install them, and it goes into your frame, so they can't kick it in.
There you go.
Okay.
You really act like people are just up and down your street.
The
there's no reason. Who's coming in? The coyotes and the snakes? Dang.
But that's just how I am, you know?
That is scarier to think about, though.
Can we have one Bob story?
Oh, yes.
Can you please, because I said it, and so now I want to hear it.
Which one is it?
The Just Going For It Snake in the Yard edition.
Oh.
Yes.
For our listeners that don't know our Uncle Bob, this is probably the funniest story to hear.
It is the best, yeah.
The only thing that I know my husband was scared of was the ocean. That's the only thing that man was ever scared of.
Yes.
The ocean.
Because you couldn't see... underneath. You couldn't see what was coming. You couldn't see, is anything getting close to me, eating me, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hated it. So, that's not good for me. Because I just...
Yeah, you love the beach.
I do. I love the beach.
Yeah.
It's fine with me. Nobody's gonna bite me. No, I'm fine, you know. So, he's inside the house. And, of course... The man never wore shorts or clothes. He was pretty much always in his underwear because he stayed at home all the time.
Whitey tighties.
Heck yeah. It's his house.
The whitey tighties. That's how he was.
He didn't have the garage door open.
Or my
dad. And we locked up. Listen.
No, I actually, no, the garage door was closed. It was because the sun was coming up over on that side and it'll just beam inside there.
Right.
So I did close it. So... I get done mowing the grass. I love mowing my grass. Mm-hmm. Love weed eating, all that stuff, you know?
All 3 acres of
it. Yes. Yeah. And it has to be a straight line.
Absolutely. That's zero perfect. Turn. Mm-hmm. Watch out.
Gotta be got the it. White Sox field. Love it.
So I'm kind of like, oh, I got to go get the blower, right? So I can blow off the front sidewalk and the front porch. So I go around by my garbage cans on the side of the house. And what do I see? That freaking snake.
What kind of snake was it? Do you remember?
It was black. That's all I could tell you.
Big,
so,
big black anaconda snake?
Well, I don't know. It's a freaking snake. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't like them at all. I don't care if it's a non-poisonous poison.
No snake.
No. That one year, was it? It was before Jimmy came down. We had I have found 17 snakes. I've been there for 20 years and didn't find one snake.
That would have been the last year that I lived in that
house. Yeah. I counted 17 snakes I found that year. I was like, forget this.
I had one snake in my yard and called Austin while he was at work.
What does he do? I come around and I see that little sucker and he's standing up. I'm like, what the?
Like he's dancing. Like,
hell no, there he is. So I go completely around my driveway because I ain't getting near this thing. And I go in through the small garage door.
Right.
And I go, Bob, get out here now. Shoot this snake. Oh, my God. Just leave it alone. No. You get out here right now because he's acting aggressive because he's, you know, he's standing up
like somebody's playing a song for him.
No, it's like, no, we ain't doing that. What do we call those cobra things?
Yeah.
And then he comes out of the basket like that. I was like, no, this ain't happening. So he's like, just leave the thing alone. I said, get the gun and come on. And I said, I'm going to go to the shed and get stuff, you know, so we can kill it that way. He was already out in the front yard with tennis shoes, high tops, of all things, white high tops in his tidy whiteies.
Right.
In the front yard.
Surprise, my neighbor.
She is in the country, but not the only person in the country.
Yes, correct.
So then my neighbors are across the street, and they're about our age, maybe a little bit older, and they're watching. And I come around the other side of the house, and I have a rake with it's red, and I come with some metal post thing for fencing.
Uh-huh.
I come with a bunch of shit, right? He's like, I mean, what do you need all that for? I said, so we can kill the snake. He's looking. Well, he's got away from me. He's somewhere up in these bushes. I was like, oh, crap.
Oh my God.
And I'm telling you, it's like, you know, when you get hit in the head real hard or something and you're just really freaking zoning out and you can hear it and you can pinpoint exactly where that sound's coming from. Yeah, well, that's how I am with snakes.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that little table. I was like, oh, there he is. And I take off running right in the middle of my front yard. And he goes and he grabs a sucker. Doesn't know what kind of snake this is, though. No.
He just grabs it with his bare hands.
Yes. Bare-handed. Yes.
Grabbed it and tossed it. And I'm standing in the middle of the yard with my red rake. Because the other stuff I just already threw down, because I'm seeing the snake up in the air, just going
slow.
It's coiled, going, boom, and it's right at my feet. I started screaming. My hands are up in the air. I threw the rake. I'm just jumping up and down, going around in circles. And I get out to the road in my little ditch there. And he said, quit doing the hokey pokey. I said, that son of a bitch. I was so mad. I felt like I was going to pass out. I'm bent over. And I'm just huffing and puffing, practically crying. I was like, son of a bitch. My neighbors they fell over their van, just holding their stomachs, laughing. And he was like, oh, you'll be fine. I was so mad at him. Never again.
Oh, my God. So, Uncle Bob just swinging that thing around in his tidy whitey. Didn't care that the snake landed at her feet.
No, he knew he had to get rid of that snake one way or another.
And they said, I wish we had a camera for the $10,000 you got. You would have won the $10,000 because he's saying, quit doing the hokey pokey while I'm turning myself around like this, screaming. And that's what killed them. And then when I said, son of a That was it. They were like, oh, God, here she goes over a snake. Yeah, God. Country girl here.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't do snakes. No.
No. You know that. It's so funny. I know.
Yeah. That's... Tina will put up with a lot of things, and snakes are not one of them.
No.
So.
Oh, my God. That
we all could be like Bob in the future and just grab the damn snake.
Grab it.
Just grab it and fling it.
Do you remember him on the boat when he took you and Maddie?
Yes.
And he seen that mouse.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so funny. It was so funny.
It was the worst.
He's like, I didn't want to scare anybody. And he just was getting underly. The mouse kept going in and out of his little hole.
Oh.
And Maddie started laughing. He said, underly.
My gosh. I know. Him and my dad were like trying so hard to be discreet about getting it off of the boat. And then I feel like they just flung it all of a sudden. And I was like, what the hell just happened?
Probably Bob just picked it up.
And I just see something like flying through the air. And then they're like, it was a mouse. And I was like, no!
Mm-hmm. And Marissa jumps off the boat.
Honestly,
yeah.
Oh,
I would have went in a second.
We would have tipped that boat if I would have seen that mouse. Oh, there's not a chance we wouldn't have.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Some of the stuff he would do, man.
Yeah.
He was not afraid.
No, for sure. Get him out in that water. His one buddy, Steve, took him to Florida 1 year. It was his one vacation, and oh my God. He fell off that sea-doo. He was screaming. If he could have walked on water, by God, he would have been walking on water. Pick me up. Steve's like, what is your problem?
Oh my gosh. That is so funny because he was always on the lake, and the lake is essentially almost the same thing, but...
You know, he just did not like the ocean. That was the one thing.
That is so funny. Yeah. He was the epitome of just going for it.
I tell you what, though, a lot of people love to just sit and talk to him.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, my son's friends will come over. Now, he's away now in North Carolina, but his friends still come over. And, let's go outside and chit-chat. And they'll chit-chat for hours, and they end up laughing so hard. And it's like, you're never going to believe what he said. Or
he's done,
and he's just so funny, and...
That's the one thing. I wish I had a book of everything that Uncle Bob has ever said. Like the sayings that he came up with.
Very quick-witted, too.
Yes.
Very quick. Yes. Slash your neck with no problem with as quick as he came back with some of the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But,
gosh.
Well, he will be missed for sure.
Very much. Yeah.
I'm glad we did get some funny videos
of him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That will... I'm sure watch now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just came up with the funniest stuff.
He did.
Gosh.
What was your week like this week, Maris?
I know. What did I do this week?
Who made you dinner? Who made you dinner yesterday?
Aunt Tina.
With dessert.
Oh yeah. It was a delight. Mm-hmm. I know. See, that's why we need Aunt Tina to live here. So
here we go again. Mm-hmm.
It's really great, too, because people have been begging me to make lasagna. Maddie wanted it last week when she was over.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then they were like, I was like, I'm not making it. Austin's not here. Like, it'll be too much for just the three of us girls. So they're like, well, let's have it next week. And so then you made it. And I was like, I have to take some pieces home for Haley. So hopefully I can just get away with giving Haley those left.
Are you serious? Did she get them?
Not yet. Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow. Okay, I'm seeing her tomorrow.
Well, we cook the same. So it'll be the...
Yes. That's why I'm like hopeful that I'll be like, hey, my aunt made this and it's actually way better. There you go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Get me out of making that. That's a whole chore. Yeah.
I made 2 pans the other day. That was fine.
It was delicious.
I say, hey, Google, turn me on some music.
When you have time for it, it's good. It's different when it's like during the school year and they're like, hey, can you make this lasagna after I've just worked until whatever time? And then I also normally have to go buy the stuff first. So then it's just a whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It's well worth it.
It is worth it. It's pretty delightful.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Donovan, and then you hate our lasagna, but...
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Real Italians, it's important for you to know that our lasagna is not...
Real lasagna, it's the fake lasagna, but it's really good.
It is an American lasagna, but it is delicious.
It is delicious.
He's allowed to have that opinion, because I'm sure that an Italian person would see it and immediately... probably
throw up
or call the police.
Is he Italian?
No, I don't know.
I was gonna say, why are we talking
if anybody
it?
Knows what ethnicity Donovan is, please write in.
Piggy.
We like it. No. One thing about Aunt Tina is,
care if you're related to me or not. Listen, one of my girlfriends down there, Alyssa, okay? She named her new baby. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I don't
Are
know.
You, is the public ready for this? Alyssa, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're Atlas. Not sorry, because who the frick names her kid after a damn map? Atlas. And I said, no, that's not going to cut it. I said, I cannot call that child Atlas. I said, you know what it's going to be? It's Tilly. Tina and Shelly put together. Tilly! So her name is Tilly!
That's what I call
it. Is it a girl named Atlas? Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Alyssa, I would have preferred it better for a boy, but...
No, I'm pretty sure that's how you... It's A-T-L-A-S something.
Atlas.
Whatever. To me, it's a map, and I said no. To me, it's a map. I ain't dealing with that, no Atlas. So I call her Tilly, and...
She might grow up and be really good at directions.
Yeah,
maybe
no.
She's going to be a cartographer or something.
Right. There we
go. That is so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, she ain't going to kill me because I say it all the time.
You say it right to her face.
I do.
Yeah.
So there, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not apologizing to Alyssa because you are probably already.
I've already told Alyssa that very many times. I ain't calling her that. Ain't going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
I just usually come up with names of my own. For
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Everybody at school is their last names.
Yep.
It's who I call them by.
Yep.
All right.
And they know it, so.
She's just like got that coach mentality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You should coach something.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd love to coach softball.
Really?
Cool.
Make that a just going
make,
for it.
Yeah. Make that a just
Get
going
Get in there.
For it.
Volunteer at the school.
Yeah.
They got their coaches. They got their coaches. I'd probably get kicked off any because of my mouth. I'm old school, so
yeah.
The way they do things now is just a little bit different.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
could be something fun. I'm sure you could handle like scorekeeping or something.
No, I wouldn't. There is no way I'd be able to do that. I'd be yelling. I yell from the stands. I am one.
Anything that has an opinion. Equated to it does not need to be in Tina's realm of doing.
Right.
Because
yeah.
one girl.
Tina needs to do the opposite of just going for it when it talks.
Listen, she was a center. I was teaching her how to be a center. She was really tall for fourth and fifth grade. And I will teach you what you need to do. And I'd sit there and put my butt, boom, in my hips and my elbow.
Contact.
And No. Put your big girl panties on. This is what's gonna be happening. This is what you have to do. You won't get called foul.
That's true.
That's how
you gotta box out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she got so mad at me one time, and I'm like, box her out. She turned around in the middle of the game. I am. I was like, no, you're not. But like when their defense, the other team's defense, couldn't get our ball. I mean, for a grade school, I'm like, I'm stomping my feet on the bleachers. Yeah, come on, yeah, keep it going. And everybody's looking at me like, boy, she really wants to win this game, doesn't
wouldn't
she?
Wouldn't that be really funny if this was the part where I went, and so now her name is Caitlin Clark. Aunt Tina just called her Keely.
That would be a good story.
Hilarious. Oh, gosh.
But yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Just going for it for me is just trying to do my daily life, what I can get done and get done, and what I want to do.
That's right.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good one.
So how was your week?
Yeah, what'd you do? Did you just... Oh, you told the listeners that you were going to go for a new mail route. Is that happening or what?
It is happening, but not at this particular time because they haven't put it up for bid yet.
Okay, well,
but we did go look at it and we wrote down a bunch of notes.
We did drive it.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Tina was in the back taking notes, telling me when and where I was going to deliver.
It's important. Right? Did she have Atlas next to her? Or?
Hang in there, Tina kept saying, what's the street name?
Yeah. No, she did. She, I drove, my girlfriend took me because it was her route, so she took me through it, And Tina sat back there and wrote notes for me.
So, yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting. I hope I still get it.
Yeah. Dad said you were in a... did you have to LLB the other day?
Okay, that's the other thing
Let's talk about it. Give it to us.
So right now I have... For many years I did drive the LLB. Those are those white boxy old
Your typical post office vehicle. Yes.
Now some of us have the new Metris vans.
Ooh.
I actually have one of those on my route right now. It's really such... I'm torn between both of them because the van is lovely. It's got air. And that
air
has saved my life this summer.
This episode is sponsored by air.
Oh, Lord.
It has air conditioning. And I mean true air conditioning, not the kind that you just roll the window down
right.
and catch the wind. Like in the old, the LLVs. Those are so hot.
Mm-hmm.
They are so hot. So I don't know with this new route, it does have one of those trucks on it. Now it's easier to get in and out of. You mm-hmm. have much more space.
So, in the LLV.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I like that about it. You don't get rained on when you're in there as bad.
Do you guys have any of the like new LLVs?
No.
Like those?
We don't here.
Like Amazon-looking kind of truckies?
No.
Okay.
We don't here. We just have the new vans, the Metris vans, and the LLVs.
Got it.
So the only thing with the van, besides the air, it's just really, it's a lot harder because I'm short.
Right.
To get in and out of. So that really takes a toll on your body.
You should just jump.
Yeah. All right. It just gives and give and take on either one.
Just a
one.
Trampoline that you pull in and out.
Right?
You should do
shoes. Moon shoes.
Oh, there we go.
As long as they're leather.
Oh, my God. Non-slip.
Non-slip leather.
That is so funny.
That would be pretty helpful, though.
That would be... Could you imagine you just getting in and out with your moon shoes on?
Oh,
it would be iconic.
You know what? That would be pretty good.
You should do it one day.
You know I would.
Yeah. Immediately.
Absolutely.
If you have moon shoes, send them in. Send them on the email. I'm in week three. Well, I just completed week three of my improv class.
Yeah, I love it.
That was pretty fun. We did the Night of a Thousand Scenes on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we had to basically just line up in two lines, and then we did partner scenes, just a whole bunch, and your partner would walk up, and they'd just start the scene with whatever they wanted, and then you had to keep it going.
Mm.
And it was a bit stressful.
Okay.
But equally fun.
Equally fun.
But you did.
I had a couple of laughs. I had a couple of non-laughs. And that's showbiz, baby.
That is.
That's showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What else did I go for? Nothing really. Austin's on vacation.
Yeah.
That's my roommate.
Are you in charge?
I'm in charge of chickens. I'm in charge of laying eggs this week.
You
Oh,
are?
God. Are they going to live?
I sure hope so. He left me in charge of hatching some eggs.
Oh my gosh, good luck.
So I've been looking at the incubator every night and checking the humidity.
Okay.
And I think they're all still alive. And I think they're supposed to start hatching next week.
Fingers crossed. Will he be back by then?
I think he'll be back right when they start to hatch. So I'm hopeful that I don't actually have any chickens in there by the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, or like before he gets back, because I think it would freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Guys, I'm going to end up with a dead bunny in my yard this week.
Oh.
I have
new dogs.
Why is that?
Well, okay, so in the front of our yard, I currently have a bunny burrow. Okay. I noticed the bunny digging it the other night, and it's in the front yard. So that feels good. But then we've been having other bunnies, like, I feel like they always end up somewhere under our shed. I've never actually seen them, but I feel like they definitely go in and out, and dogs hear them, and they, like, you know, dig underneath there sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, there's this cute little bunny, like small, that was in my yard yesterday or today. I went to let the dogs out and it was literally right on the other edge of the deck.
Uh-oh.
So like 10 feet from the door. And I let Tano out and I immediately saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, Tano, get in here. Like,
right now.
So he came in, like, luckily before he saw it because he didn't see it. And then I had to walk out there and, like, get the bunny to go hop, and she just hops underneath our deck.
which is also scary because it's like right there.
Yeah.
And so that was whatever. And so then I let them out like 20 minutes later and she was still sitting. She was back out, still by the stairs. Mm-hmm. And so then she only hopped like 2 feet underneath the stairs, but then I could still see her foot sticking out. And I literally was like, please, for the love of God, get underneath the deck because one of these dogs is going to, like, yank you out by your foot, and I'm going to have a lucky rabbit's foot. Mm-hmm. So, prayers to that bunny because I feel like she's going to be dead by the end of this week.
Oh, my gosh. Can't you get her out and put her in the front?
I don't know what to do. She's going to come back.
You got a net?
I'm just supposed to throw her in a net?
No, I mean, put her in a net and put her...
No, but I don't... That's the thing. I think she'll come back into my backyard.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to go out before you let the dogs out.
I know. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't like letting the dogs kill animals.
Mm-mm. No.
It's gross.
It is gross and so sad for the baby rabbit.
I had 4 dead birds. But it's because they jumped too early. That's their own fault. They didn't wait till the count of 3.
Aw, they didn't fly, huh?
No, they flew over the fence when I threw them over the fence in my shovel. Do we have anything else in the world that we need to discuss and talk about? Mm. Anybody feeling drastically like they need to share anything?
I'm out.
Okay, so just to recap, Aunt Tina's gonna just go for her life next week. Yes. Back in Tennessee, now living alone.
Correct.
Mom is just gonna go for figuring out how our podcast actually runs.
Maybe.
And hopefully I won't have to tell her what our email is next week. And I'm just gonna go for trying to record our podcast not just on voice memos on my MacBook.
Love it.
I think we've done it. Thanks for another episode of Just Going For It. Aunt Tina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And love you. Bye. Oh, I don't have our theme music. Tina, quick.
Oh, my God. Bun.
Quick.
What is it?